Yo, man, what's going on, everybody, man? This is HODS Podcast. We celebrating another major announcement coming up, and we just want to say thank you for everybody that is listening, tuning in to us. This is Hits Off the Streets, brought to you by your boy, El Profe Streets, the Professor, and we are in downtown Central Phoenix, Arizona, at the historical boxing gym out here in Phoenix, where they have produced some of the main champions in the boxing industry. And today we are sitting down with one of the future stars of the boxing community. And not only that, man, this young lady is driven. She just got done with a little sparring right now too as well. And we want to congratulate her on all her adventures and everything that she has planned for herself. She is really nervous right now too as well. And I just want to throw that out there and make her a little bit more nervous. You know what I mean? She got the family out here checking in. Yo, the smile that this kid has on her face is just gorgeous and beautiful. And we're going to make the best experience for her on this podcast today. And with that being said, man, let's get the program started, man. Big shout out to everybody out there downloading, sharing, and being part of this program. And we want to thank everybody once again for making this show a grand success. Are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Yeah, G's First Studios in the building, man. That's what's up. Let's go. Yo. As you can see, the volume on here is not picking up, but we got it. We going. Let's do it. Let's start all over again really quick with this. Really quick. If it's not going, it's all right, because we got other things we got to do, man. So with that being said, man, I just want to go ahead and introduce to you guys our very special guest, our invitada de honor hoy este día. Give me one second before we even get this going. It is not playing, but it's okay. This is what we do, man. This Hits Off the Streets, man. Brought to you by your boy, the Prophet Streets, the Professor. Go ahead and download your Podbean app. I know why it's not doing it, because it's connecting to everything else besides that. So let's get that connected really quick. And there it is. And with that being said, let's go ahead and get this started. Yo, here we go, man. Soraya, are you ready?
Yes,
I'm ready. Let's do it. All right, here we go, man. So this is your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor, man. We out here in Phoenix, Arizona, man, representing HODS Podcast. We got in the building with us, Soraya Hernandez.
I got this Hits Off the Streets. Check it out and click. It's your boy and your boy is back. Sit back.
I like this little one-on-one like this. I like it. This is my first time doing it like this. So, hey, a little different.
What you doing, baby D in the car? She be like,
what's up?
So welcome to Hits Off the Streets.
Everybody got a story to tell.
Yep. A-Z-I rap very well. So smile. Sit back, relax, you're good. Escucha. El profe poniéndose trucha. Aquí contigo armando la lucha. Hits Off the Streets, I'm ready to groove, y'all. Number one podcast, get your groove on. Sit back, relax, get your cruise on.
What's going on, Phoenix? It's your boy, El Profe. Y'all action. Know what time it is,
throw
man.
Down another hit classic. Houdini.
Ready, magic.
What? Huh?
Sup, kid?
The director, ready, action. Throw down another hit classic. Houdini, ready, magic.
Yo, what's going on, everybody, man? It's your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor, once again bringing you another hit classic off Hits Off the Streets. I want to go ahead and give a big, huge shout-out to the Central Boxing Gym out here at 1755 West Van Buren, man. Check them out at 602-254-0995. And also to our main sponsors, Tyler Harding at Truth and Humor, and also Bacanora Danzari, made for the contemporary woman. Also, big shout out to our new sponsor too as well, Stone Cafe and Event Center down in Tucson, Arizona. Big shout out to Miss Norma, man. Thank you for everything that you do, Mijita. Thank you for the support too as well. And today we have a very special guest with us, man. Soraya Hernandez is in the building representing G's First Studio. You guys already know how we do, man. It's your boy. Let's go.
Yo, what's up? Let me get on the mic. I got this Hits Off the Streets. Check it out and click. It's your boy and your boy is back. So sit back, chill and relax. Cause word on the street is you got something to prove and tell. Profit what you doing, baby D in the car. She be like, what's up? So welcome to Hits Off the Streets.
What's happening, everybody, man? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are at listening to us. We want to go ahead and say thank you very much for being in tune with us. Today, I have a champion with us, man, a female champion at that. And right now, we are big, doing it big time right here at the Central Boxing Gym. Everybody's out here training. Everybody's out here having a great time. But most of all, we came to showcase this young, beautiful, talented, driven lady right here. And she goes by the name of Soraya Hernandez. Go ahead and rep yourself. Introduce yourself to the world, kid.
Hello, hello. I'm Soraya Hernandez, and yeah, I train at Central Boxing Gym.
That's what's up. How long you been training for, mija?
I started training around the age of 11.
At 11, wow. So you've been doing it for a minute, huh?
Yeah, for a little while now.
That's what's cool. What's driven you to be in the boxing community, in the boxing world?
Well, I started boxing because of my mom. Okay. You know, she really liked that, you know, she just wanted me to be passionate about something.
There it is.
To stay out of trouble and just find a hobby. And we found boxing, just loved it ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
So did your mom used to box you around a little bit? Did she give you a couple of blows, little jabs here, little jabs there?
Yeah, just a little, just to keep, you know, just to start, just to keep a drive.
Yeah, that's what's up, that's what's up. So did you start at 11 here at the Central Boxing Gym, or where did you start off at?
At 11, I started at this gym called Miller's Boxing Gym. He had his gym for a little while. It started around 2019, he opened it up.
Okay.
And I was there for about a year or two, but then he passed away.
Okay.
And then when he passed away, you know, I kind of just left boxing. I felt, you know, a little bit weird training with someone else beside him.
I could imagine.
And then after a while, you know, like, you just miss boxing. You know, there's nothing, you can't really, like, put all that energy and adrenaline to anything else.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so I got a job at the airport, and I used to only take Van Buren all the way straight down to Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I would always see Central Boxing Gym. And something always told me to, like, hey, just stop by. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe, you know, just to see how it is, because I just kept, you know, think of all the what ifs, you know, all I could have done if I didn't stop.
That's awesome. The what ifs, guys, don't leave it to what if. Go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? If you guys have a passion for something, if there's something that's calling you, you know, you got to go out there and find it.
Don't ignore it. Yeah. Cause it's going to bother you. And then once you do pay attention, it might be too late, you know?
That's what's up. So, what sparked you to come in here, though, besides that?
The original owner, his name was Coach Al, and when I came in, you know, he saw me already. Like, he already knew I was in here. He saw me checking it out, and he saw that I was trying to leave. Like, I was going to sneak away.
Yeah.
So he stopped me at the door, and he said, you know, come over here, mija. Let's have a talk. You know, you seem a little interested. And, you know, I told him my situation, and the first thing he told me was, welcome home.
Oh,
welcome
hey,
back home. You know, well, let's get you back, you know, back where you were, and let's see how far you go.
That's awesome.
And then he never gave up on me. He saw me train. He saw how much, you know, how much love I had for the sport and how much, you know, just passionate I was for it. And he didn't want me to put it to waste.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want me to put, he doesn't like wasted talent. That was his thing. You know?
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So you got pushed into doing something great, something that you already had. Even though you had put it away for a little bit, something motivated you. The universe brought you back to where you needed to be. You know what I mean? For you to give everybody, showcase your talents. And it brought you to the Central Boxing Gym.
Yeah, totally. It had to be. It had to be something, some type of God, some type of universe, some type of angel, you know?
Yeah.
Because honestly, if I didn't come back, you know, I could be somewhere else, probably in the wrong path.
Hey, yeah.
But I feel like it would have, you know, eventually lead me back here.
Right, right. And that's a good thing that it led you back here, because now you're a champion.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And I've been really happy here, too.
Yeah.
Really, so, really happy.
So take us into your training a little bit. Tell us what boxing has brought to you. Like, what enthusiasm do you have towards your training? Because it's really important.
It's a lot of dedication, you know, like, you realize, like, you know, it's not just, you know, it's not just Instagram stuff, you know, it's nothing cute pretty, it's nothing cute, you know,
yeah.
When you're in here, you're working hard, you're pulling up that sweat. When you come into Central, all the time, you see someone, you know, working their butt off either to, like, get ready for their first fight, make weight, or just prove something to themselves. Or also, they're just here to kind of just keep their mind busy, you
for
know?
For sure, huh?
You know, it's just, training is just, if you really want something, if you really want to, you know, be something, you just have, that's, training is where it starts.
That's what's up. So I see all you guys together here as a family, as a unit, you know, and that's one thing that we like to talk about on the program, about connection, connecting with everybody, you know, being part of a good team. How important is it to have a good team on your corner?
It's extremely important, you know, because you need that support system, because you're going to have, you know, the highs and the lows. You know, everybody's going to be there for the highs, you know, especially when you win. Hey. But who's going to be there when you lose? Those are the toughest moments, when you take your first loss or when you get hurt and you know, you get your ego broken for the first time.
For sure.
That's one thing that's like, that makes people stop, that makes people quit, because they don't know how to kind of like overcome those bad days.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you need a strong support system to kind of keep you going, you know?
For sure.
Everybody here, we all seen each other's good days and bad days.
Right.
But we all support each other because, you know, we're able to be vulnerable here.
Hey,
you know?
For sure. So talk a little bit about having your loss, because it's pretty cool that you said that, because you have to win in order to lose. You have to lose in order to win, you know? And it's important to bounce back after you lose. And you come back stronger, you come back smarter, you come back more educated too as well. You learn from all your mistakes. So how important is it to lose, actually?
It's extremely important. I wouldn't make it into a habit, of course. Hell, you know, especially
no.
Not in the game. No one likes to lose.
Hell no.
But it's just that you have to learn how to take a loss, you know, because life is not, you know, it's not always good days, not always, you know, good. If you're able to take a loss, you're able to take anything in life.
Oh, for sure.
Like I say, it goes back to your ego, you know. No one really knows how to handle that ego breaking.
Hey.
You know?
Put your ego to the side, huh? Yeah. She's talking about life. We got a 19-year-old kid with us right here. Young adult, man, making some major moves and already talking big time.
Yeah.
Yo, that's great. That's awesome to hear, you know what I mean? Especially being a young woman, you know. How tough is it in this industry as a young lady?
It's hard. It's really, really hard because it's supposedly a boy's game. You know, you don't really get a lot of respect from a girl. You know, I tried to compete for the Golden Gloves recently, and I wasn't able to fight because there was supposedly no girls.
Really?
And, you know, that's kind of like, I didn't want to believe it because, like, in Phoenix, we have a lot of tough female fighters.
Uh-huh.
Especially a bunch of youngsters.
Okay.
But I feel like just want to give all the light to the guys.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be like that. You know, all the girls, we deserve to have our fun, too.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I seen one of my first favorite professional fights that I saw recently was Valle and Serena Superbad.
Yay.
And I love their fight. They kept throwing. They had a lot of heart. They threw most, like, more punches than the boys did throughout the whole match.
They do. All the matches that I've seen like that, all the girl fights have always been like that. They overthrow punches. They're always out there for the 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes for you guys too as well, right?
Sometimes it's two.
2 minutes?
So,
okay.
So, like, that's what I love more is that, like, us girls, we know we're not as strong as the guys, but we have more heart because we know that.
Hey.
And it makes us just want to throw more and give it our all, even though we can't, you know, physically hurt them like the guys can.
Yeah.
But we can throw on the show better than them.
You guys heard it here first, man. Women run the world, yo. And in the boxing industry, you guys know where the queens run the world out here. So that's dope. That's dope. I'm glad that she said that, though, because how many rounds do you guys go to as well?
It's usually 3 rounds, 2 minutes for the girls.
Right.
Sometimes we get lucky and it's 3 minute, 3 rounds.
Okay.
But it usually just depends who's hosting the fight.
Yeah, okay. So it all depends on the promoter and everything, how that goes. Okay, I understand. Yo, so how difficult is it as a woman to get into the ring? Like, after everybody's looking at you guys, like, what are you guys doing here? You know what I mean? It's a man's world, you know what I mean? But women are out here doing it. I see the ladies out here, you know, participating and doing what they got to do. And they can probably last longer than the guys can, huh?
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Like I said, it's just like, it's all about the mindset and how bad you want it, you know, because guys are always going to try to put you down, or just anyone in general, you know, not specifically just guys. Sometimes it's just the own females just trying to, like, kind of put each other down to try to, like, you know, make them feel better. And
for
that's
sure.
Not how it is, you know. In boxing, you should always show each other love, especially for the girls.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Especially.
In any sport, though, too,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys are out here doing what you guys are doing. You guys are putting in the hours. You guys are training, and you guys are all doing it for the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, we're all just trying to make it here. We're all just trying to do something with it.
Exactly. That's what's up, man. So the Golden Gloves. So talk a little bit about that.
The Golden Gloves, is to me, it's a big deal for me because it's the state championship. My first loss actually was at the Junior Golden Gloves. Yeah, it was at the Junior Golden Gloves, I think like a year or two ago. And that kind of like just, you know, just made me more eager and bring more love to the game because, you know, it was my first loss. So, of course, like it was tough. And like I've thought about the Golden Gloves since I started training.
Okay.
And when I started training at 11, I remember like I was like sparring with all like the Golden Gloves champions at the time.
Nice.
So I was all like, if I could beat them, you know, I could, you know, easily be one of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so when I lost, it was just, you know, I just felt like, I don't know, I lost all that courage.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, something told me to just go back to the gym. And I felt like, you know, that everybody's going to look at me different because of the loss.
Because of the loss, yeah.
But no, I just got more love because of it.
That's what's up. You got back up and you said, let's go. Strap them on again, you know, lace them up. Let's do it, right?
Uh-huh, and that's when I got my first belt right after
Yay,
that.
Yay,
my first belt.
Congratulations to that, man. Congratulations. I saw you. You look like the happiest person in the world carrying that belt. Yeah. Under the Christmas tree, next to the Christmas tree.
Yes. Right before the holidays, too. So I was able to, it was my early Christmas
Day. Hey, that's what's up, man. So congratulations. Nice. That's dope. That was your first belt.
Yes, my
first belt. How did it feel when you ended up winning and they announced your name and said the champion? What was the sensation that was going through your body?
It was just a bittersweet feeling, you know, because, like, you know, after your match, you know, you just go to your corner and you see, like, your opponent, you know. You see, like, you know, you see her tired. You see her kind of, like, just hoping the same, you know, same position you're in, like, maybe she's going to get the belt. So it was just nervous because you just remember, like, you know, you gave it their all, but we don't know if it's enough or not.
Oh, for sure.
So when they took forever to announce it, I remember it felt like 10 minutes for them to announce who won. So I just kind of closed my eyes and just kind of hoped for the best because I just – all I remember is just everybody staring at us. And then I finally heard them announce, like, my red corner, the corner I was in. Yeah. And, oh, my God, dude. I just felt so much just happiness.
Joy, happiness, huh?
Like, all that training, all that, like, moments I doubted myself, all that my first loss was worth it, you know?
That's what's up. Yo, that's so dope, man. So you just recently graduated?
I'm going to graduate.
You're
going to
graduate?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
I stopped actually school for a little bit, and my principal, I used to go to school at West Phoenix.
Okay.
And the night principal, Q, shout out to him, he was mad at me because I told him I wanted to stop going to school for a little bit for the Golden Gloves.
Yay.
And he was so mad. He was all like, how are you going to stop, you know, for school? And I told him the situation, and I told him how much love I had for school. So he told me, if that's what you want to do, do it, but come back with the belt. Like,
okay.
You just have to come back.
Dang.
And when I got my belt, I went back to school, I re-registered, and I showed him, like, I kept my promise. I told him I was going to come back as a champion.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you're going to get, you got your first championship belt. You're going to graduate.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that is so dope. Congratulations. So you're accomplishing goals, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And you said to yourself, oh, I'm going to stop school just to follow a dream of mine really quick. And I'm going to make it happen. And once I make that happen, I'm going to show you that I'm going to accomplish what I want. And now I'm going to be graduating.
Yeah.
What? That's so dope. That's so dope. What do we expect from you after graduation?
Just be able to focus more on my fighting. You know, I want to be able to, you know, get more matches, be able to fight out of Phoenix. You know, I want to go out of the States and hopefully go to Mexico and compete.
Mexico, huh?
Yeah. Wow. I want to go pro hopefully soon in the next 2 years, but I don't want to rush. I still want the experience.
Of course.
I don't want to run into people like and
blindsided, like, no? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you heard it here, man. We heard an exclusive right here with Soraya Hernandez. She wants to go pro. She wants to go fight the big wigs out there. So if anybody's ready, man, make sure you guys hear this name. Soraya Hernandez, repping it big time on Hits Off the Streets. That is what's up, girl. Well, so graduating, take us into that. What is it going to feel like once you graduate and accomplish your schooling?
It's going to feel really, really good because honestly, like, I don't know, I was more focused on boxing.
For sure.
And then when, you know, like I said, Q, he really talked me into it. He was all like, don't, you know, you're going to need that diploma. The diploma doesn't say what age you got it. It just says you have it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and, you know, especially if you want to go far with boxing, at least you have the piece of paper to say, you know, at least you did everything you did, you know, you had to do before you, you know, took that route.
Most definitely.
And he was super proud, and he, you know, made me go back to school and show all the other youngsters and all the other kids that you could do it. Like, if you really want something, it's okay to go after it, but remember your priorities and keep your words, you know.
For sure. Hey, you're a role model to kids, man. That's what's up. At 8 to 19, yo. That is so dope. Yo, we reached that first segment called Entiendes Mendez. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Entiendes Mendez, what you think about that?
It's right, yeah. You have to do it the right way, you know. You just have to.
That's all you right there, though, now that I'm thinking about it. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. So you're taking a lot of small steps in order to complete what you want in life. Girl, you're barely 19. You got a long way to live, yo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that. And boxing, I feel like, you know, if I stick to it and if I really, you know, stay passionate to it, it's going to keep me protected, happy, and, you know, just, I don't know.
So take us into your training regimen. What do you do as soon as you come into the gym?
Run. Either the first thing I do, I either run or that's the last thing I do. Run in shadow boxing, because the cardio is the most important thing. If you can't last running, you're not going to last in the ring.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. Man. I want to give a big shout out to my tío Felipe, man. My tío Felipe has been training boxers out here in the Phoenix area for about 30-some years. And I got the privilege and honor to be trained by him, too, at the YMCA down here in Central Phoenix as well. They had a boxing club, too, as well. How important is it to be focused when you come into the gym and just to block everything out of the way?
You just have to be focused. You know, when you're here, you have to really shut out the world, because if you bring all that hurt, all that negativity, whatever's bothering you in the ring, it's just going to get you hurt, you know, physically.
For
already
sure.
And mentally, you know. You have to put all that hurt and all that bad energy into something, you know. You have to get all that negative out.
For
and I
sure.
feel like boxing is one of, like, a really good way to be able to tire yourself out mentally and physically.
Most definitely. Yo, it's straining in your head and physically, emotionally, you know, mentally. It's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah, you have kids, like, as young as probably, like, 6, 11, and older people from, like, their 60s, 70s.
Coming into the gym, huh? Putting in that work.
Putting in that work because they had a bad day, good day, but they just want to release all that energy just so they could, you know, have a good night rest, you know, and you'd be able to be like, tomorrow's going to be another good day.
For sure, for sure. So what happens when they start wrapping up your hands, Mijita? What's going through your mind when you start putting that tape and you know that, yo, it's time to get busy, it's time to do work? What's going through your head at that time?
It's like, oh, you can't take it off anymore, first of all, you know, there's no going back after you have those, you know, those hand wraps on. And it's just, it's like I said, it's a nice feeling. It's like getting on a roller coaster, you know? It's like, get those hand wrap on, and then as soon as it goes down, you have to get your all, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a nice feeling. It's like almost getting your medal, you know, as good as that. Getting your trophy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're putting on your war makeup or your armor, just go to war.
Hey, you're ready to go to war. I like that, for sure. And every day you're in here punching the bag, you know what I mean? Every day you're getting up onto the ring, sparring, trying to find your rhythm, your path, you know, and conditioning and boxing is one of the main things that you need to focus on. That's what a lot of people need to understand. It is strenuous. That's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
You know? And how long do you train for?
It depends. If I'm not at school or work, I try to be here at least 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, that's work
hours.
Right there.
Yes, I love getting as much work as I can. Like I said, just to tire myself out. And, like, if I'm not tired, I didn't have a good day or I didn't do enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have to feel like, you know, I accomplished a good day.
For sure. So how many days out of the week do you train?
5 or 4.
Oh, yeah?
5 or 4. I try to give myself a Sunday, you know, for the family. For the family and friends.
Hey, that's
for
what's
the rest
up.
Of the day, you know, you just have to stay dedicated. You know, if you really have to go out, if you really have to go party, sometimes you have to tell yourself it's not worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, if you choose, you know, your friends and the partying over the training, it's going to show in your performance.
Oh, big time. It'll slow you down a lot.
It'll slow you down.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's one thing people don't realize about boxing is that you miss out a lot of, like, those type of parties, those important events and stuff, you know, you wish you could be a part of.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I feel like people don't, you know, consider that as a fighter. You know, you're kind of in your own world. You're waking up by yourself, getting that breakfast before your run, or you're getting home late after training and, you know, going to bed by yourself, having dinner by yourself, you
For
know?
Sure. How important is your diet to the training that you guys have to go through? Because you guys burn a lot of calories, and you guys go through food like crazy. Always got to be hydrated, too, which is really important.
It's super important because, you know, especially when you have a fight coming up, you don't want to be killing yourself trying to make weight. And you see that a lot, that people, a lot of fighters have that anxiety that they're not going to be able to make that weight. A lot of fighters, that's the first one, is making weight, you know? Right. I remember my first fight, I was super nervous. I couldn't make weight. I was underweight.
Yeah,
I was
crazy.
Super excited, but like, I kept on getting nerves. I kept on like overworking myself just to be prepared.
So take us into the day that you got to get weighed in. Like, once you guys know that you guys have set the date that you guys are going to fight and you guys are ready and you guys get on that scale, what is your preparation for that?
The week of the fight, the coaches, they try to tell you to take it easy. You know, don't try to hurt yourself. Stay off the bag. Just keep your conditioning up and just kind of keep yourself busy. Not think about the fight, you know. They tell you to eat light, always like a salad, fruits, a lot of water. You want to stay hydrated, you
for
know,
because sure.
You don't want to go like, you know, the medal day and you're not on weight, you're overweight, because it sucks. It's heartbreaking, you know, because you stay with that what if, you know, if I would have made weight, you know, what could have happened? I could have won or could have gotten this.
Oh, most definitely.
And you just don't want to stay with that what if, or, you know, you just have to have a positive mind, a peace of mind, because I feel like once you have the peace of mind, everything else falls to place.
Oh, most definitely. So take us into the boxing world. Like, what is it? What do you guys need to do to get mentally prepared? Not only just to come and train, but to say, yo, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. This is who I look up to. You know, I want to be in that ring. I want to take the chingazos, you know what I mean? I like the chingazos, and I like to give them too as well. But, like, take us into your world.
There's an actor named Chadwick Boseman. He had a quote that says, you know, something about like he referenced Muhammad Ali, and he said, in order to find your purpose and passion, you have to be stung by a bee.
That's what's up.
You know, and I feel like that's how it is in boxing. You know, if you really want something, you have to remember why you started. You know, why you started.
Most
why
definitely.
You know. You know, what made you kind of want to go to boxing? Because there's so many other sports. So many other sports. Not everybody chooses just to get hit in the face and have to hit back just because, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And you just have to fight that drive and that just that love at the same time, you know? Boxing, it's an ugly world.
It is.
Super tough, you know? Like, at the end of the day, it's only the best of the best that can make it, you know? And you really, really have to be, you know, you have to outdo everyone else.
Oh, most definitely. Who are some of your inspirations for boxing?
It will be Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., Jose Zepeda, and I would also say Super Bad. Yeah, Sinisa Super Bad.
Yay, that's what's up.
And of course, Mike Tyson, man.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, I love him. He's super humbled, and he, you know, he has a lot of respect.
Have you ever met him? Because he, I know, comes into the gym every once in a while.
I haven't met him, no. Yeah. I hopefully one of these days I'll be able to. And just to have a conversation about him, and, like, with him, and just get some advice. You
That'd
know?
Be dope.
Because, of course, he knows already. He's been through it.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? He's going to be Jake Paul or no?
Of course. Hell yeah. Jake Paul sponsors us, so I have love for him.
Yeah.
It's Tyson, man.
Hey, that's what's up, man. It's that's Tyson. What's up. Which is one of the best fights that you've seen in the professional level besides yours?
It was be Jose Zepeda and this one Russian, Ivan something.
Okay.
And I think it would also Pacquiao and Juan Manuel, I think.
Juan Marquez.
Marquez, uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you think about carrying that tradition as a Mexicana? How important is that tradition? Because Mexicanos have a lot of tradition. They have a lot of orgullo, and they respect the game of boxing.
It's extremely important, bro. Like, that's, you know, so Mexicana 100%. Like, I try to express it. I try to show in my boxing as much as I can. I try to keep the style as much as I can, too.
That's what's up.
Because that's what I represent. That's, you know, I have the so much love for the culture, so much love for the style, and, you know, for my people, of course.
Of course.
You know, and they work. They fought a lot of, like, people, tough people, you know, and I want to be able to,
guerreros.
Somos bien guerreros. Somos bien tercos también, you know, so we want to win.
That's what's up.
And in my fights too, like I try to keep my hair braided, I try to have my colors on me, I have my bandana with like lavandera on
yeah,
it.
That's
you know,
what's up.
I try to show my love as much as I can.
Being well represented, huh? That's what's up, man. Yo, big shout out to everybody tuning in with us, man. I wanna give a big huge shout out to my co-hosts that are not here with us but that are always making moves with us, Compa Terco, and to the homeboy Seth. Thank you guys for all that you guys do for the Hits Off the Streets podcast, man. We are here with Soraya Hernandez at the Central Boxing Gym, guys, and you guys need to come check it out, man. We are located at 1755 West Van Buren Road in Phoenix, Arizona, and they got a lot of great talent that comes in and out of this building. And not only that, but they got a lot of great coaches. How important is the coaching? How important is it for you to listen to your coach the most of all? And then them just yelling at you all the time, you know what I mean? How important is it?
It's super important because those are the people you have to trust in the game. You know, those are the people that are looking out for you. They're making sure you're okay, you know? I've seen bad coaches where they leave, like, their fighters after a loss, you know? And your coaches can't do that, you know? My coaches... You probably think me and him have beef, you know, because the way we talk to each other. He's always yelling at me. He's always criticizing me. But I know it's because, you know, he wants to push me. He wants us to be the best. And sometimes you just need that push. You need that aggressiveness, you know?
Oh, most definitely.
And one thing I love about coaches, too, is that they're able to see that light before anyone else and before the public or before you get your own very own fan base. And sometimes, you know, your own family, you know, they see that little hunger in your eye.
Oh, most definitely. Talk about family, man. How important it is to have family with you, supporting you and giving you that poder to be a fighter?
It's really important. It's really great when they do support you. You know, I was really fortunate to have a really, you know, supportive family. Because, you know, not a lot of females, you know, they don't like that, you know. Families don't like that their daughter is a
definitely.
Boxer, you know. It's not traditional, I guess you could say. But my mom and dad, they told me to go for it. If that's what I want, you know, to go for it with my all. And don't half-ass it, you know.
Hey, and I can see it, too. You're putting in that work, which is great. You know what I mean? Congratulations to everything you do. You got more championships coming your way, too, as well. And take us into your... Let's say 2024. What do we expect from you? What do you have coming up for you?
I just want a lot of more fights. You know, get as much fights as I can. You know, get more, just more fights on my book, and just compete in more competitions. Hopefully, get a title at the Jen Lewis or Golden Gloves next year around.
Okay.
You know, just keep fighting and hopefully just get ready until I go pro.
So talk to us a little bit about how you guys get your contracts. How do you guys get your fight situated?
For us amateurs, you know, you just kind of have to ask around, see who's hosting fights, or, you know, who needs girls to participate in those fights. Right now in Arizona, it's a little hard because, you know, there's not a variety of weight classes, you know, or like, one of the good things we have a lot of youngsters starting to fight.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of, like, girls my age.
Okay,
you know?
Really?
Not everybody's, I guess, you know, the focus is not there for us.
Yeah.
You know? Or, like, just life happens sometimes, too, at, you know, my age, you know. It's a crazy time for me.
Yeah.
I have school, I have my work, and, you know, boxing.
Hey, that's what's up, though. You know, you're doing it, though. That's the main thing, you know.
So, that's kind of the goal, is to be able to travel more and find people with that same, you know, dedication, the same love, kind of just push me more.
Where have you traveled to? What are some of the places that you've gone and fought?
I've only been here.
Just in Phoenix? Really?
Yeah, so that's the goal, is to be able to, like, you know, be able to feel different type of styles, you know.
Yeah. That's what's up. Where do you want to go?
Oh, I want to go to Texas, Vegas, New Mexico for sure.
Have you seen any of these girls out there?
Oh, yeah. I've seen. They come here and fight every now and then. My first, the first girl I fought, she was from Texas.
Okay.
And they have a lot of fighters over there, strong fighters, too.
Okay.
And so I'm just, you know, I'm excited. I just want to see, you know.
So take us into your first nerve-wracking match that you ever had as an amateur. Talk to us a little bit about it. Touch base on it. What were you thinking? How scared were you when you were coming out and walking into the ring? And once you ducked down and went into those ropes, what was it like?
Honestly, I was scared. I was so scared. It was just like, you know, I was super happy at the same time because it was my first fight. I would say it was like the most nerve-wracking fight. Because, like, you know, like, everybody saw me train like months prior for it. And like a lot of people just... they had a lot of high hopes and a lot of expectation. I just didn't want to fail it, especially my family
for sure.
My family too, like they just like they saw like the love I have for it, and they just don't want to see what I actually can do with it. And so I remember like my coach Stu and Hara, they would tell me like, don't overthink it, just be yourself, they would tell me. And Al too, when he was here, he would tell me like, don't overthink it, it's just like sparring and be yourself. Just be yourself and everything's gonna fall into place. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to do something that's not you. Just be you.
That's what's up. Be you. I like it.
And then when you go in the ring, dude, it's just like, I don't know, you just kind of, you go into autopilot too. You just hear all those like voices in your head telling you like, oh, I can't do it. Like, oh, you know, maybe like I kind of can't do this. Maybe I'm not ready. But then you have like the other voice in your head telling you like, oh, this is what you've been wanting. Like, why are you scared?
Right.
Like, go after it now. Like, this is your chance. You're going to be
mad. Shut up,
yeah,
cabrón.
I have like the little angel and devil arguing on my shoulders. And then once you get in that ring and you talk to the ref and you touch your opponent and you just kind of like look, lock eyes for that first time, everything else go blank.
That's what's
up. And you just kind of just either avoid those punches or you just feel those punches.
That's cool. Yo, so as an artist, when I perform and when I get on stage, I transform too as a person. You know what I mean? Once we get the podcast going too, I transform into a different person because this is my platform. This is my stage. How would you describe your change when you go onto that ring? Once you click that switch, what goes on?
I like to think of myself like I have to be in the warrior mode. You know what I mean? I have to be in the warrior mode. I have to stay focused. The word like focus, you know?
For sure.
Like if I have to be ugly, be where we have to be to win.
Yeah.
Like all those bad days that I had, all that bad energy, all those bad thoughts that I had, let them all out in there.
Yeah. How fun is it?
It's nice. It's so relieving, especially when you're done sparring. Even like after 3 rounds, 8 rounds, you're able to look at your opponent or your buddy and you're able to hug and be like, thank you. You know, thank you for this moment.
Just released. That's what's up. So right now you were in a little sparring match right now. Take us into your sparring techniques. What are you guys looking for when you guys are sparring? What is it that you guys are working on besides, you know, getting better?
Depending on the person, honestly, you're just trying to help each other improve, you know?
Okay.
You try to, like, you know, spar with someone, you know, you already know how they spar, or work with someone you don't really, like, have experience with. Because, you know, sparring is all about learning.
Oh,
you're not
definitely
there trying to, like, embarrass each other or just kind of, like, show out.
Okay.
You're there to learn something and better each other. The Janissa is who I sparred right now. She's a great girl. I think she's 16, so she's pretty young,
wow,
too. And she's so strong, has so much potential.
Yeah.
And she has a heavy hand, and I have, like, you know, I have my skill.
For
so
sure.
With her, like, I want to be able to push her so she can get the level she wants to be. And I need her to, you know,
push me to get
where I need to be.
That's what's up.
And we're able to pressure each other, and that's what I love. You know, we're able to find other fighters that are able to kind of push you. And, like, in a good way, not, like, in a jealous type of way.
Yeah. You guys are here for each other.
You guys
are supporting each other. You guys, that's so great that you touch base on this on the show, because that's what a lot of people need to do. They need to start working with each other in order to get bigger, better, and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes out to whatever you guys are doing in life, you know what I mean? The more you guys help each other, the more you guys create a bigger, better team, the stronger you guys are going to be. I'm really digging what you just said right now. So you guys are not in there sparring to knock each other out. You guys are working on your game. You guys are working on your blocking. You guys are working on your jabs. You're working on your technique, because boxing is technique.
Yes.
Right? So what do you guys get out of it at the end? Do you guys go and talk to each other and say, hey, you guys need to work on this? Yo, you know, do you need to get better in this? And what does your coaches say to you guys at the end?
You know, that's kind of where the coaches come in. You know, they put you in there to see, like, if you've been listening or not. You know, if you've been putting in the work or not, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, where the sparring comes in, to see where you are right now with your training.
For sure.
And then after, like, it's always respectful to kind of, like, talk to your, you know, to your opponent or, like, who you're sparring with, you know, because, you know, they took the time out of their day and they took a lot of energy to put, you know, on the ring in there.
Most definitely.
So you always have to make sure, like, you know, how was their sparring session, you know,
right,
to make sure, like, they had a good sparring session, build them up a little bit if they need to.
So there's a key word that is used in boxing a lot, discipline. Mm-hmm. What can you say about that?
Discipline is your best friend. You know, discipline is what gets you that spirit to win, you know. If you discipline yourself, you know, it shows all the dedication you have. You know, it takes a lot of discipline to, you know, say no to those parties and to be here instead on those Friday nights, on those weekend nights when everybody's having fun but you, you know, or those, like, those moments where everybody's partying but you're here, you know, making sure you're on weight.
Oh, yeah, putting in that work.
You know, or also the discipline of learning to accept the loss, you know, or a beatdown in sparring. You know, you had a bad day of sparring. You have to learn how to accept that loss and then improve from there, or try to kind of, like, brush it off at the same time.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Respect. What do you guys got to say on respect?
Respect? It's a big deal, man, porque cualquier persona te puede bajar de tu nube, you know?
Así es.
Especially in boxing, you know, you never want to get your ego too high because someone's there. Someone's out there training harder than you, and they're going to run into you at one point, you know, knock you down.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I've been an athlete my whole life, and that's one thing that I was always taught and always embedded into my head. You guys got to understand, there's somebody out there that's working 10 times harder than you are. If you think that the 4 or 5 hours that you're putting in the gym are long, yo, there's another person behind you that's putting it in 7 to 8 hours, you know, and coming in that extra day. So you guys got to be mindful of your training. You got to respect your training. You got to be disciplined on your training too as well. And it's really important, guys. You guys are hearing it first from Soraya right here, man. She is nailing it with everything. You know, it's fun to party. It's fun to have a good time. But there are certain times, especially when you have goals in mind.
Especially when you have goals. Especially when you just have a vision, dude. When you have a vision, stick to that vision. You know, like, David Benavidez, he used to train here. No one expected him to be the world champion that he is now. You know, and that's, like, it took all the dedication, all that strong-minded, like, dedication he took for him.
Sure. Big shout-out to the Benavides family, man, out here in Phoenix, man.
Yeah.
They're always in here, too, as well, and always showing love to all the boxers that
are
here.
Always showing love to their people, man, and they always come back home, too. You know, they know where home is.
Hey, yeah. We're home right now in Mesa, Arizona, and also in the capital of Phoenix, downtown. That's where we at, guys. Yo, this is your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor, man. Check us out on all major platforms. Go ahead and download your Podbean app. One thing that I want you to touch base on is goals, mijita. How important is it to have goals in your life?
Well, you have to picture something. You have to have some type of goal in order to be able to chase something. You know, you can't just, you know, just run in the dark and just hope, you know, you can find a passion, you know? If you're able to set a goal and, like, vision what you want to be after, it's a little easier to kind of work for it.
Oh, for sure, most definitely. You know? Now, what kind of advice would you kick down to all the young lady athletes, to all the young ladies that are trying to find some kind of sport besides boxing? What kind of advice would you let them have?
If you have the little voice in your head telling you to, like, look into it or try it, don't ignore it. Or don't get that insecurity either, that you're going to look foolish, look dumb, because everybody's going to look dumb in the beginning because, you know, you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You don't know what you're doing. You
got to master your craft.
Yeah, you know, it's called being an amateur for a reason, you know. Amateur is known for doing something with love. That's what amateur means.
Hey, doing something with love. I like
that. Doing something with love. So, it's not so bad being an amateur, you know. Not everybody's perfect, and every now and then you have those prodigies too, but even them have their bad days.
Oh, most definitely. So being an amateur, take us into the amateur side of things. How long do you have to be an amateur in order to go pro, or what is the process that you have to do in order to go pro in boxing?
Anyone can go pro. But it's just not anyone can be world champion. That's, you know, if you really feel like, you know, you're ready and you can handle those big dogs, go ahead, you know. But it's better to, you know, learn how to swim before you go swim with the sharks.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Hey, I like it. You guys are hearing it first, man. Now it's getting kicked down right here. I love it, yo. Yo, I think she's not nervous anymore. She's doing great now, huh? What do you think? How you having? You having a good time?
Yeah.
Because now you got into your own element. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, man. That's great. I'm really glad that you're taking a big, huge step, not only in life, graduating too, being, you know, you knocked down the championship. You're going to graduate. You're wanting to go pro too as well. What's your record at right now?
2-2.
2-2? Awesome. And with these two losses, how much of a better person has it made you? Not just in boxing, but as a person.
It grew my spirit in boxing. I could say that, like, it made me grow more, the more love to win. You know, I want to win more because I already, like, I already felt that loss. You know, I already know how it feels to lose, and, you know, I don't like it. I hate it.
Oh, I know. Nobody likes to lose.
No one likes to lose. So, like, I want to, like, keep on winning. I like the feeling to win, you know. But if I really need to lose, then, you know, oh, well, I'll, you know, learn from it if I really have to.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So, when you guys, as amateurs, come out in boxing, do you guys have music too? Or do you guys just come up to the ring and then you guys just start fighting? Yeah. What is it that you listen to in order to get psyched up when you're going to get ready to box?
I listen to corridos. I love corridos. Yeah, I love corridos. A lot of people tell me, like, I don't know how you get hyped to corridos, but I like that's all. I have to listen.
What's
to
your go-to?
It would either be Junior H. I love Jenny Rivera too. What? Oh, especially Jenny Rivera. Yeah, she gets me in the like in the zone, bro. Like, she makes me want to represent like all
the females,
todas las guerreras, you know. Todas mujeres con huevos. Man.
Hey, rest in power to Miss Jenny Rivera. I had the honor of working with Jenny and the Rivera family for a while, doing their shows out here in Phoenix and in Tucson. And she represented the women in a big way.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
She shows that, you know, que los también, like, mujeres que pueden.
There it is.
We can do it, and we will do it, you know.
There it is. That's what's up, girl. Hey, besides boxing, what other things do you have in mind in the future for yourself? If boxing is not where it's going to be at for you, what do you have in store for us?
If it really comes down to that, like, oh, that's really important too, like, to have that in mind, like, just in case if I get hurt or, you know, anything happens on the road that I can't box anymore, I want to be a mechanic, you know.
Really?
Work with cars, work with my hands, and just, you know.
That's what's up.
Or motorcycle mechanic specifically.
Okay, okay. Hey, that's what's up, girl. That's
you
dope.
Yeah, I want to be able to hopefully finish school, go to a trade school, learn the mechanics, and go to business school so I can have my own shop.
What? That's what's up. Hey, keep on following your dreams. Keep on setting your goals and you'll get there. You know what I mean? That's the most important part. So, and I can see that you're a driven person, which makes it a lot better, you know?
Yeah.
So especially for the women, man, you're all about that. And that's what we, on this program, we give a lot of credit to a lot of women that are doing a lot of great things out there. And you are what this program represents. For
Thank
real.
You.
Big time, greatness, power, everything that a woman resembles, man. You are it.
Thank you. Yeah,
hey, congratulations to everything that you're doing, Mijita. We really appreciate you. So how big is your mom and dad in the aspect of pushing you?
Honestly, I think about them a lot, especially when I'm in that ring. You know, they're always in the back of my head. Like, I have to keep my hands up a little bit more because I have someone, like, waiting for me.
For sure.
You know, especially when I'm training those super late days or those early mornings, I have to remember, like, I have a family at home, you know, that needs me to be 100% out, no matter what.
Most
you know?
Definitely.
Because, you know, sometimes you do get caught up in this. Sometimes you forget you have a life outside of this. And, you know, you take that for granted sometimes. You know, your parents are not always going to be here. Your family's not always going to be
for
here.
Sure.
You're not always going to be under the same house.
Oh, yeah.
And life just happens in unexpected ways.
Oh, yeah, big time. You never know. You got to live to the moment, you know, day by day. Second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour. You know, don't look to what's going to happen tomorrow, because tomorrow's never granted.
It's never granted, you know?
Yeah. So you guys, I'm really grateful I got the chance to meet your mom and your dad, and they've been on the program already too as well.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of great things to say about you guys, you know? And you also have another sibling that does MMA fighting too.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Man, so y'all fighters.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So talk about that being a role model in the house. How important is it?
It's just, you just got to do the best you can, you know. It's a lot of pressure knowing that you have, you know, eyes on you. And, you know, you really care about your siblings. You know, they're your siblings. Those are your people.
Oh, for sure.
They're there for you, and you have to be there for them. And the only thing I don't really like is that it's a tough game, you know. It's a tough game, and you could get hurt. And, you know, I don't want my siblings getting hurt.
Yeah. Hey, but they got somebody to protect them,
oh,
though,
yeah,
you know.
You know?
That's what's up, man. We reached that part of the program called CC Says It. And CC says it like this: some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. What you think about that?
I I don't know. I don't think you're just naturally great. You have to work to work that, for that great. Like I said, you know, you know, you're not born champion. You have to work to be a champion.
That's what's up.
You know, nothing's natural in this world. Well, and if it is, you know,
You still got to work at it, though.
You still got to work at it, you know, to keep it as authentic and as good as it is.
That's what's up.
You know, and that's what I like about boxing. Anyone can be a world champion if you have that spirit. Like I said, you know, if you have that goal.
Hey, for sure, man. Big shout out to Central Boxing Gym out here in Phoenix, Arizona, man. Thank you guys for putting the spot up for us, man. Thank you for your parents, too, as well, for inviting us here, too, as well. And thank you for your time. This has been great. You know, big shout out to all my sponsors, man. Tyler Harding at Truth and Humor, Bacanora Danzari, and also Stone Cafe and Event Center. Yo, it's been an honor to have you on the program to tell your story. Well, if there was something that you would like to tell the world about Soraya, what would it be?
Something about me. Well, I'm coming for everything, bro.
Yay!
Like, as soon as I get these fight going, I'm coming after everybody that wants to fight, that wants to talk, you know, bump heads with me. I'm coming with everything I have, you know.
Fighter's mentality, I love it.
I really want to make it. I want to see how far I could go with this, you know.
That's awesome.
If you want to get in the way with it, then, you know.
You got
buena
it.
Suerte, yeah. You know?
Here comes my right blow, you know? What's your go-to punch?
It's my left cross or my left uppercut.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. So when you're getting hit, what's going through your mind?
I didn't like that.
Right?
You get angry. No, you know, it's just, you know, and you hear your coach, you know, or you see your coach just reacting in a horrible way, you know? No one likes to get hit. It's like, you know, it hurts your ego a bit.
Most definitely.
You look scrubbish. No one wants to look like a scrub.
So when that bell goes off, what goes through your mind too when you're training?
It's just, you know, you have to go to war. You have to give it your all, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you hear that 30 seconds and it's just like, or that 30 second tap that they ring, that you have a couple seconds end of the round. It's just, you get that second win, that second adrenaline rush, you know?
Talk to us about that, because it's pretty cool that you said that and touched base on it, because every time you hear that, cat, 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 yo, it's on. Like, what goes through your mind? I got to do it. I got to go. This time is go time.
You get that second win, or you get that second adrenaline. You wanna make sure that they remember why you deserve the win, or why you won, you know?
Hey, that's what's up.
You just want to leave that, the clear win.
Yeah, that impression that they got in the ring with you, huh?
Or if they hurt you as well, like, you want to be able to hurt them back. You know, the last 30 seconds to show them, like, oh, I'm not done, or I'm coming back. Wait.
That's what's up, yo. Yo, man, I am so enjoying this conversation with you. I'm a big boxing fan. I grew up with boxing. I watch it all the time. I watch TV, Azteca boxing. I grew up with Julio Cesar Chavez, De La Hoya, Robert Duran, who else? Evander Holyfield, you know, Mike Tyson too as well. Like, some of these great boxing, how has boxing changed? Have you seen a change in the boxing industry?
Yes. The only thing I don't really like right now is how they're trying to make it into more, like, kind of trendy with all the YouTubers trying to be professional fighters.
Stay off the stage, y'all.
Yeah, stay off the stage if you don't know what you're doing, you know, because there's people out here kind of like us, you know.
For sure.
People that have so much, like, so much ambition, so much heart that they're really trying to, like, get somewhere with it, and they're just kind of in the way.
Right.
They're making it look like a joke.
It
know?
Is.
And it's
I
not.
Totally
it's,
agree.
It's an art, you know, and only, like, Only a small percentage can do what, you know, it takes to be here.
Oh, yeah. And I like what you said. Boxing is an art, because you guys are artists up there performing on a big, major platform. You know what I mean? And it takes will, guts, strength, ambition.
And spirit.
Yay,
spirit.
For real. Well, so all you guys, take it like Soraya said it, man. Don't show up to these fights. You know what I mean? Let the real fighters do what they do. Because it looks like it's all scripted.
Yeah, or don't give them the attention either, you know? Give them to the people that are, like, the underdogs, the people who are actually, you know, fighting whoever's in front of them, because, you know, they just...
Have you ever felt like an underdog in one of your fights?
Yes.
Yeah? What does it feel like?
It's, honestly, I like the feeling.
Oh, me too.
I like the feeling of being an underdog and people, you know, thinking less of you, you know, and being able to show them, like, oh, there's a lot more into me than you think.
Because then when you win, you're like, hey, that's right. You guys doubted me, and now guess where I'm at?
You're
I'm on the
say,
top.
You didn't see that coming, huh?
Have you had any knockouts in your two wins?
No, not any knockouts.
No? But you've gotten the distance on all of them?
Yes.
Yeah? How do you feel after that?
You feel really pretty good, you know. You feel, especially when you hear, like, the crowd, like, also, like, telling you after the fight, like, sure, you deserve that win. Like, you actually performed really good. Or telling you, you know, like, I have people telling me, like, I've been watching you, and, like, each time they see me fire, I'm just getting better and better.
Better and better.
You know, and that's something, like, great. You know, that's something you can't really get, you know, from anywhere. You can't pay for that, you know what I mean?
It's respect.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. And big shout out to everybody out here supporting all these boxers, all the families. I've seen a lot of young kids out here with their dads, you know, and they're boxing. And we had a little kid come up to us a little bit earlier. He was 5 years old, I think he told me. And he's like, oh, I'm so happy. My dad, he's a boxer. His belt is up on the wall, you know. But he was more interested on the machine than the boxing. But it's great to have that as a role model. You know, your father. Your father is a big role model for you, too, as well. And he tries to help you out with everything that you do, right?
Shout out to Marufo. That's you know, the kid's dad's name Marufo.
Okay.
Jose Marufo, yeah. He has a belt here. I think it's a silver weight championship belt.
Okay.
And that was his son. Like, we all have mad respect for him because he
puts in the time and the work.
He puts in the time and the work. Yeah, exactly. And, like, you could see it, you know, and you could see it in his performance. And then I could say he's a big brother of the gym, you know. He always looks out for me. He always tries to push me and my potential as well.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Hey, congratulations, Mijita, on all that you're doing and all that you're going to accomplish too as well. I see that you're very driven. And that right there means a lot. You know, you got to have heart in what you do. And when I first got to meet you out here, you came up with a big old smile on your face. And I was like, I don't want to take you out of your rhythm, man. You go and train, and then we'll knock this out later. And it was great seeing all that you were doing because you're dedicated to what your art form is. And that's amazing. And I applaud you a lot in what you do, girl. So keep on doing what you're doing, and you're going to be a pro. And I can see it in you. How you said you talked about age. So the age where you're at, 19, what's the age group? What's the age difference for female fighters?
So that's where it kind of gets a little bit complicated because you have, like, I guess you could say there's, like, elite fighters and there's open fighters. And elite fighters, they could be anyone under, I believe, 17.
Okay.
And once you pass 17, you become an open fighter.
Okay.
And open fighters, you could fight anyone with as many records. You could run into someone that has over, like, 100 fights. And they could probably be, like, you know, 12 or, like, you know, 16. They could be youngsters, but they've been fighting since, like, they started walking.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or sometimes you don't even have to be, like, a certain age. You just, like, turn open after you read a certain amount of fights.
Yeah.
And right now it's a little difficult for me because I can't find anyone in my weight class in my age.
Okay.
So there's a lot of girls in my weight class, but they're under the age of 18. They're minors.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So that's
and you can't fight them, huh?
Yeah, I can't fight them. It wouldn't be fair, you know? Yeah,
okay. Even if their skill level was at a high...
Unless they're open, you know? Okay. Unless they're they have, like, so many fights, they have a lot of experience. They're able to fight whoever they want to fight.
Okay. That's cool, though, man. Respects to that, you know what I mean? Because then they'll get that opportunity, and then you'll get that opportunity, right?
And respects to the open fighters, too, dude, because I feel like open fighters, they have harder... it's harder for them to look for fights. Mariana, she's one of the fighters here in Phoenix. She's an open fighter, and I love working with her. She always, you know, she pushes me, dude. Yeah. She has all that experience, and you can see the way she fights, fight with her.
Yeah. So. That's what's up, Mita. Congratulations, man. This is your boy, Profit Man, Streets of Professor. I want to go ahead and thank OGT out here for joining us. Miss Marge, too, as well, man. Big shout out to you guys, man. Mad love to all that you guys are doing, especially for this lady pushing it right here, man. G's First Studios in the building. And I want to give a big, huge shout out to everybody that's listening, that is in tune with us, that is downloading us. This has been a great podcast right here, man. We are at the Central Boxing Gym, and we reached that part of the program that I like to call Famous Last Words of a Fool. What's up, fool? This is a part of the program that I'm handing over to you. So this program just became your program, girl. So if there's anything that you want to get off your chest, anything that you like to say, any motivation that you like to give the fans that are listening, this is your time. So this is Soraya Hernandez Hits Off the Streets podcast now. This is all your show, girl. Freestyle to it. This is you.
Well, I just want to thank, you know, my family, you know, especially them for supporting me, believing me, and just kind of like showing all the love they can, you know, because it's a dangerous sport. It's a scary sport. And just having the support, knowing that they have my back no matter what, no matter the wins and the losses, means a lot to me. Especially all the people in my gym, bro. I love my gym family. This is my second home. I'm here literally all the time. And you know, only psychopaths and animals are here. You know, not anyone can be here all day or a lot of hours of the day just working. And to all the girls out there, too, don't let the guys, you know, scare you off in the game or tell you that, you know, you can't make it in this game. This game isn't just for them. You know, we could do it. We can outrun the guys, too.
Oh, I believe it, too. Trust me. I see it. And just not even in boxing, but in general, too, as well. You know what I mean?
Just in life, too, you know, like, or anyone in general. Don't let anyone belittle you or try to, you know, tell you who you are, you know, show them who you are and what you want to be, you know.
That's what's up, man. There's a little quote that I was saving for this that I have been reading the past couple days, and it reads, "The quieter you become, the more you can hear." What do you think about that?
I like that quote because honestly, especially in this game, there's a lot of people that like to talk.
Right.
I love to talk. They like to, you know, make them, you know, I don't know, the louder you are, I feel like, you know, you're not it, you know. it's all about, you know, what you show, what you could bring to the table.
That's,
you know, like you could say you're the best, but you have to show me you're the best.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
what's up.
anyone can try to scare you with words, but once, you know, you're in that ring, dude, that's it's a whole different story. It's a whole different
definitely.
World.
Hey, most definitely, that's what's up. Give out your final shout outs to everybody, mijita.
Thank you, Central Boxing Gym, for taking me in, showing me the love. Thank you to Al. Shout out to Miller. And shout out to you guys for giving
Thank
me
you.
This chance, for being able to talk to you guys and just showing love as well. And to all the other fighters here, we really appreciate it.
Oh, most definitely. If there's anybody else that ever wants to be on the program, you just let us know, and the Hits Off the Streets podcast will come out here. As you can see, I have a traveling podcast, so whatever anybody needs to be on a podcast, I am serving up a brand new platform for everybody, man. And it's been a pleasure to have guests like Soraya Hernandez on the program to come and tell their story. Everybody has a story to tell. Come on to the program and tell your story. And today Soraya Hernandez has impressed us with what she has to say. A 19-year-old with goals, with dreams of being a champion. And not only being a champion, but she's already a champion, y'all. She's already doing big things. And then she's going to graduate too. Congratulations, girl. That is awesome. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. I'm really proud of you. You know
Thank
what I mean?
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank
oh, yeah.
you, guys.
Oh, most definitely, man. This has been your boy, El Profe, with another hit classic off Hits Out the Streets, man. You guys already know how we do, man. Check us out on the Podbean app. Go ahead and check us out on all major platforms, too, as well. If there's anything else that you'd like to add to the program, this is your time.
Just thank you. Thank you for the time, you know, just hearing me out. You know, I really appreciate it. You know, hope to see you guys soon once I'm pro and be able to give
you guys we're doing it again. Trust me, we're doing it. And we're going to step on the stage into the ring for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Hope to see you guys soon. We just have more stuff to talk about.
Oh, we will. We will, most definitely, man. We want to go ahead and give a big shout-out to my beautiful daughters, too, as well, Valeria and Victoria, man. Take these podcasts into consideration. All the ladies that come onto the program, they got a great story to tell, and I want you to learn from them. There are strong, willing women that are trying to send a message out to y'all, man. Remember, be strong. Be who you guys are, but most of all, be women, you know.
Be women.
That's it.
Sin miedo either. Don't be scared.
Sin miedo
either. You know, do everything pero con sin miedo.
That's what's up. That's our way we're going to end the show, guys. Sin miedo. I love it, man. That's what's up. Mijita, thank you for your time. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being the champion that you are. I'm glad you had a good time with us. And keep on pushing and setting those goals. And most of all, being the role model that you are.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, most definitely, man. This has been your boy, El Profe, Streets of Professor. We're here at the Central Boxing Gym out here in Phoenix, Arizona, representing big time for the city of Phoenix. Big shout out to the hometown of Nogales, Arizona as well, man. We are signing out like this. It's been an honor. Thank you guys for being a part of the program. Thank you for downloading it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. To all our guests of honor, to all our invitados de honor, muchísimas gracias por sus historias. Por eso está... Donde estamos ahorita, por ustedes. We do this show because we want to show everybody that everybody has a talent out there, that everybody has a story. Pick up one of these podcasts and get motivated, y'all. You know what I mean? This is what we do. We bring life. We're bringing greatness to the world. The world is in a bad place right now, but these people right here are out here making a big difference, and we appreciate that. Soraya Hernandez. One more time, tell them where they can find you at, girl. Tell them if somebody's looking for you, where they can see you at.
I'm here at home, man. I'm here at Central Boxing Gym, 17th Ave in Van Buren. I'm here all the time, or just ask about me, and they'll find me. I'll be here.
Yay, that's what's up. With that being said, man, we want to say good morning, good evening, good night to everybody that's listening. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for your time. We out.